Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, this is like the third weekend I've needed a weekend from my weekend.
No.
Tell me about it.
My word.
It's a lot of football. A lot of football.
Steelers playing at 8:30 on a Sunday morning. I had to get up for that.
Did they have the Dublin game?
They did.
Uh-huh.
Beat the Vikings. Yes, sir.
It's not the only team from Dublin that beat America.
We got to talk about that.
You know, I did not watch the Ryder Cup over the weekend. There was way too much college and professional football on. What happened? I saw the highlights. Let me rephrase.
Bad behavior.
I saw the lowlights on SportsCenter this morning and on Morning Joe. I'm embarrassed.
We almost pulled it out, by the way. If you're just talking about golf, yesterday was almost the greatest comeback in golf history.
That's what they said.
That being said, the fans' behavior was so embarrassing.
Did somebody throw a beer at Rory's wife?
Yes. Yes. They had to bring in sheriff's deputies. It's one thing to have some like friendly jabs back and forth, which on the tee box they always do. That's expected. People are wearing crazy colonial outfits. It's a fun event.
Okay.
But people were also shouting slurs. They made fun of one of the European players for his weight. They were barking at Rory to try to get in his head over his relationship with his wife. And I'm like, when did this start to become something where you're allowed just to be a horrible human being and call it golf? That's not what golf is.
Is there something going on between Rory and his wife?
Remember, they
there was the divorce
filed for divorce
and,
a couple years ago.
And they got back together.
Then they reconciled.
I think that's besides the point.
It is, because it's like no one should be bringing that up on a golf course.
Or anywhere. It doesn't have anything to do with golf.
Well, the tabloids are at fault for that, because now every time they're seen holding hands, it's like Rory and his wife seem to have patched things up. And I'm like, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it's
chill.
Been 2 years. It was embarrassing. And I already think
ugly Americans.
We've dug a hole.
Those were the fans.
Oh, yeah.
There was somebody in an official capacity that grabbed a microphone.
An MC.
Right. And started leading, broadcasting a chant.
Led a chant, blank you, Rory.
F you, Rory?
The MC. Heather.
A woman?
Yes. Who then resigned. But look, we don't need help looking embarrassing right now.
No, we're good at that.
We're really, really good at that right now. I was mortified. Absolutely mortified.
I think it paints a bigger picture than just a golf outing and personal slurs thrown at the players.
Oh, it was
players.
Awful. And this I hate to say this. Thing. Soccer, you have said, Scott, has been like this. In certain countries, soccer fans have been out of control for years.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's funny. We think of Europe as this
progressive,
civilized.
Right.
I mean, if you go to some of these European soccer matches, and it's not exclusive to England, it happens in Germany, it happens in Spain, happens in Italy, the N-word is thrown around as if it doesn't mean a thing.
Oh, yeah. Blatant racism.
Oh,
yeah.
Patent racism, especially towards the African players who have come up, you know, and are playing in England, or they're playing in Italy, or the big premier leagues in, you know, Spain or Portugal or Germany, France even. The United States does not have the market cornered on the N-word. Europe loves to use it. especially at soccer matches.
But none of that excuses the behavior of what we saw happen
at
this golf match.
So what are they going to do about it?
Scott, I don't know. What they started doing was identifying the fans that were just
throwing beers
beyond the pale over. Yeah, because that's assault or battery. And they started to round them up and kick them out. And that's the only thing you can do. Yeah. People spend a lot of money to go to those events. And if you're going to be a fool and make everybody around you look like a fool, they should be removed.
So go ahead, Sam.
Do you think that, and not that they were directly condoning it, but like the behavior at the Waste Management Open.
I was just going to get to that.
They don't put a stop to that type of behavior. Mm-hmm. So do you think that promotes the additional rowdiness? Because at this point, it's kind of become an advertising piece for them. Come to the Wasted Management Open.
100, they lean into it at the Waste Management Open. This is the other one where crowds get raucous. But you also have to remember, we now go to Europe in 2 years to do the same thing. You will reap what you sow.
They don't play next year?
They don't play next year. It's every 2 years and it bounces back and forth. And it's. I hope this was a one and done and we never see anything like that again. I really do.
Would you say it was mayhem?
It was mayhem, Scott.
In fact, it was mass mayhem.
It was mass mayhem.
It was mass mayhem.
You know what's crazy? Rory, in particular, is one of the most beloved characters and figures in all of golf. And
oh,
so,
I love him.
Yeah, let's say they're playing next weekend on the PGA Tour. Those same fans that were being so awful will then be rooting for him to do well. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Everybody loves him.
But these golf guys are so crazy that with the Ryder Cup, it almost becomes like a reliving of some past war.
It does. It really does.
We weren't at war with Ireland. We never have been.
It's the way that they handle it. I've never understood it. Everybody, I think, just needs to calm down. But once that booze gets flowing, the filter gets
It doesn't take much energy and effort to be
an awful human.
So Rory's from Ireland, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody from Ireland would tell you there is nothing that connects us with England. Period.
Well, other than the oppression.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, there's that.
Well played, Dan. Very well played.
But is the common golf spectator smart enough to know that?
I would hope so.
It doesn't take more than a fifth grade education to know that we've never been at war with Ireland and they're different than England.
That's not what this was about.
Don't project intelligence on people.
I missed a lot of football watching that yesterday, but I know the Chiefs
went crushed it
crazy and finally did what we've been waiting for them to do.
I was wrong about that prediction. I thought the Chiefs were going to get whooped.
Oh,
I mean the Ravens, you know, they're decimated by injuries, etc. But they're still a professional football team, so you know.
Man. This town needed it, so I'm thrilled for that.
Yeah, yesterday, I felt like
I was watching the old Chiefs again.
It did feel like it, didn't it?
Look at him go.
My old Chiefs, you mean last year?
Chiefs, yeah. The new, old.
It feels like 2023 all over again.
Here's what I'm calling for immediately. I want an international game I want it in Europe every weekend of the season.
Why?
And here's why. I'll tell you why. Now, everybody knows on this show, I love the Steelers. It doesn't matter. You put two professional football teams on a field, I'm going to watch it. Mm-hmm. It's just going to happen, right? I get up yesterday morning about 7 o'clock. Scary Clown woke me up. That's Lizzie's nickname. And I get up. I have a couple cups of coffee, some cantaloupe, maybe a little bit of egg. I don't know if I have time. 8:30 in the morning, the Steelers are playing the Vikings in Dublin.
Okay.
In Ireland, the country we've always been in constant conflict with. And so I start watching the Steelers. I get on one of my jerseys, and I start watching the Steelers at 8:30 in the morning. That game is over by about 11:30. We have a 30-minute break. Take the dog for a walk.
Back up we go.
Come back in. Fire up another game. Go over to Mom's for some pot pie. Come back, 3:25, there's the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch another. Then it's Dallas and Green Bay at night.
Oh, that was a good game.
It is literally 14 hours of nonstop, almost completely uninterrupted NFL football.
Wow, you're quite the American.
Yeah.
Not an ugly American, though.
Nope.
Good for you.
Not throwing beers at somebody's wife.
God, it's so bad. It's so bad.
It's just rudeness. It's just rude behavior. And I think a lot of people, you brought up, Dana, that these folks will be cheering for them at the next match. But it's rude behavior. And it's almost like they think they're supposed to do this. It's like they've been led to believe this is how you're supposed to act.
It was not our finest rude moment. We will leave it at that.
Well, and it turns into us versus everybody. It doesn't matter if we've had years of conflict with them or not.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns.
You
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The headline we're going to start with is terrifying and sounds like a real-life case here that happened back, I believe, in the 70s, but nothing that you hear about happening in modern-day times. And it happened in Missouri. A stranger posing as a family member kidnaps a 13-year-old from her middle school. Remember when we were growing up, the milk carton era, Scott, we would always be told, hey, if anyone ever comes up to you and says, your mom's been in an accident, you need to come with me. You know, don't do it.
Scream.
We need a code word. Oh my gosh. How many people are going to be fired at this school? A man kidnapped a 13-year-old girl from her middle school last week by pretending he was a relative. The man, identified by the Florissant Police Department as 43-year-old James Paulette, was not a family member. In fact, the victim's father tells KSDK, quote, he is a complete stranger. We do not know this man. As far as we know, our 13-year-old daughter does not know this man. It was just after 11 a.m. last week. Officials at Cross Keys Middle School contacted a school resource officer when the child's parent called them, quote, concerned about their daughter's whereabouts. I don't know if they looked on Life 360 or what. An investigation revealed Paulette was at the school at 7:35 that morning. He claimed he was a relative and that she needed to be checked out because there was a death in the family. The school allowed the girl to leave with this man.
Did you say this was recent?
Yes, this was last week, Sam.
7:30 in the morning. What was she doing at the school at 7:30?
Wendy Thomas' mom told KSDK, I can keep her safe at home. Why can't the school? They didn't even follow the steps that they're supposed to have followed. They failed my daughter. So this guy took the girl to his house.
Can we get to the end? Is she okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
The guy took the girl to his house and said, quote, he played video games with her. He was, thank God he was identified through surveillance footage at the school, which captured his vehicle and his license plate number. So you can imagine SWAT teams are then called into action. They converge on this house.
Is there no connection between this man and this young girl?
They find her safe in the home at 1:30. He had been with her for 6 hours. Now, they took her to the hospital to be checked out.
And?
I have a feeling, because this man is a stranger, dad says, we don't know this guy. To my knowledge, girl doesn't know this guy. I have a sickening feeling that he reached out to her online, that somehow they met online and he said, well, you know, why don't I come get you? Tell them you know me and we'll go get ice cream or whatever. She's 13. 15 years old.
That's middle. That's seventh or eighth grade.
And nothing outside of the obvious nefarious happened?
All it says is she was taken to a hospital to be checked out. The school district, how would you like to write this press release to family?
Well, I wouldn't.
Said the prompt actions of students and staff led to the girls' safe reunion. No, it was the actions of staff, actually, that led to the kidnapping.
It was the prompt actions of the staff that led her to leave with this man.
We are actively investigating, and we will take the necessary steps to ensure the appropriate level of accountability and support.
A couple of years ago, I had to go back to my old high school to get something.
Oh, how'd that work out, Sam?
They basically gave me a colonoscopy.
Yep.
I had to have my ID scanned. They took a copy of it. And then they gave me a name badge with a dedicated leaving time. Right. I was only allowed to be in the school for no more than 15 minutes. And if they saw me after that, they would have come and escorted me out. How did this man, one, get into the school, two, make contact with her, and three, leave with her? All I was doing was picking something up.
Sam, I too went back to my high school last fall to pick up a sweatshirt from Lansing.
Yeah.
I went into the office. They knew who I was. And then I had to go into another room right next door, adjacent, to pick up said waiting sweatshirt that my buddy Eddie Fenton had left for me there.
Yeah.
I had to give them my ID and put on a visitor badge to go from one room to another room to pick up the sweatshirt.
Listen to how bad this statement is the school has released. We would like to bring your attention to a recent incident that occurred at Cross Keys Middle School. An individual falsely identified himself as a family member of a student who needed to pick them up due to a death in the family. The student was released. Listen to the passive language there.
I already heard it.
The student was released, but is now safe as a result of the prompt action by district staff, students, and the police department.
The prompt action would have never let that kid out of the school in the first place.
You would be furious. He is 43 years old. Now you tell me, without going to the very dark recesses and corners of my mind, what a 40-year-old stranger is doing with a 13-year-old girl that he does not know.
I think you have to go to the dark recesses.
Of course you do.
Recesses of
There's
your mind.
No other reason he took her out, quote, to play video games. My God.
From the text line. Well, no, I don't want to say it.
Sam, I'll
There's
tell
been
you
a
this.
Lot of news about a particular video game lately that the text line is predicting it's probably said video game. What but if it's not game, the video what, game, I don't what, want to speak well, poorly
what,
about it.
Well,
what's it, a video game about kidnapping?
No, it's a game called Roblox. And
oh,
there's
I've
been a lot
this.
Of news stories lately about predators going onto that game to try to get chummy with children, you weirdos.
Now, what happens in Roblox? Because this has been in the news of late.
Yeah.
Parents are suing Roblox repeatedly. What is
what
this
is
game?
It?
I'm not familiar with Roblox. I think I played it one time a very long time ago, but it's an MMORPG game. No, it's been around for a long time. It's just a multiplayer. There's a world that you go around and I'm assuming collect things and build things. I'm really not sure.
But kids like it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was huge when I was growing up.
Sort of like a Sim City when you say they build things, like build civilizations?
Kind of like Sims meets Minecraft, and I'm sure the Roblox fans are going to blow me up on the text line for getting this so wrong, but I think that that's pretty much what it is.
Came out in 2006.
Yeah.
85 million daily active users.
Because even in order to falsely check out a student that you have absolutely no idea who she is, follow me here, Scott.
I'm following you.
If Paulette, that's his name, Mr. Paulette, Perv Paulette, shows up at the school.
Alleged perv.
And just randomly wants a 13-year-old, but he doesn't know who. What are you going to say? I'm here for Amy. Can I have a last name? She's 13.
Smith? You know,
he clearly went in there.
Yep. And knew who he was looking
and
for.
And knew her name.
That's right.
So then turn it around. How would you know her name? And Sam, I'm with you. I'm not saying it's that video game. I think that the origin here is going to be online.
But great point from the text line. Why did she go with him? Obviously, she knew of this individual in some way. Otherwise, she'd be like, no, that's not my Uncle Todd.
Well, to Dana's point earlier, they had established some sort of, we can assume, or we can allege, some sort of a relationship online. Now, whether it's on this Roblox or, you know, whatever, who knows? But there was clearly a connection of some capacity where she anticipated his arrival, right?
Clearly.
And when he says, hi, Uncle Tim here, we've had a death in the family. I need Amy Smith to come to the front desk. I'm taking her home. Her parents are distraught. It was a horrible accident, blah, blah, blah. She knew, or she had to have known, somebody's coming to the front desk. When I was in seventh or eighth grade, if somebody came to pick me up at school and I didn't know who they were, I ain't leaving. I'm going to be like, that's not my Uncle Mike.
He is being held on a $500,000 bond and has a prior felony drug conviction. Federal drug conviction.
Mm. From the text line, Sam's right. Roblox is kind of like Minecraft. We are in the process of suing the company after my daughter was victimized by a 23-year-old guy from another state who's now facing federal charges for interstate sex crime.
Well, I'll tell you, real quick.
What is it about the mechanism that allows a sex offender to reach out to a child on this video game? Is it like, do you have a headset?
It's an open world. I don't know if you have a headset on Roblox. I would assume in 2025 you do. Like back in the day, it was just typing to one another.
But now when you play like these interactive games, everybody's on a headset. It gets really catty.
Yeah, like Minecraft has a headset. And I'm sure outside of Roblox, there's a platform called Discord that a lot of gamers use to talk through a headset when the game doesn't promote.
That's where one of the recent shooters was bragging about something on Discord.
He was on Discord and said, hey, so, sorry to disappoint you. It was me.
Assuming this was one of these platforms that opened this portal, you know, he knew he was going to a middle school to pick up a child that did not belong to him. Mm-hmm. So clearly he knew he was going to pick up someone who was, what, 12, 13?
I thought you said it was 13 years old.
Or 14? Even if he didn't know her age, I'm saying, you are a felon driving to a middle school to pick up a child.
And that child knows you're coming.
I have no words, but if I'm a parent right now and I have
she's on restriction
children,
for life.
Oh, no, I'm just throwing the gaming system out the window.
913-586.
You're going to have to snail mail me and I'm going to intercept it if you're going to be weird around my kid.
It's a website.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's get to it. James in Lee Summit. James, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
What I got to say is the parents want to say something now, want to sue after the fact. You know, they should have been involved in that way ahead of time. Like, for example, when I was growing up, we knew not to go off with strangers, you know, or anyone that we really knew. Like, one time I had my grandmother came up to the school and got me, right? But I didn't get in the car. I knew the way home, so she followed me home. I didn't get in the car. But I know that's kind of a thief, but my mom put it in stone in me not to get in someone's car.
It's hard for me, James, to blame the parents here at all because she probably hopped on the bus, went off to school, and they packed her lunch, said, we'll see you tonight. And then what we don't know is how did it come to be during the day the parents realized she was not at school? Was it Life 360? Something happened where the parents panicked, checked, and realized she's not at school. And then the school was like, was there a death in your family today? But I mean, can you imagine the moment they called the school and said, where is our daughter? And the school's like, well, we thought there was a death in your family.
So keep in mind, he shows up at the school at 7:44.
Now, right out of the gate.
I don't know what the middle school hours are in Missouri. I certainly know what they are in Kansas. It is not 7:44. It's shortly thereafter.
There are a number here that start at 7:30, but
okay. All right. Maybe she had maybe their school starts early. Maybe she was in a pre-school care program, you know, like Johnson County Parks and Rec, where they take care of the kids while mom and dad have to get to work. What I'm saying is he barely waited to get to the school. I mean, she was probably there, and we're spitballing here, 15 minutes. Yep.
At most, yeah.
And I'm here to pick her up. There's been a death in the family. We just found out about it. I mean, come on.
Now, to James's point about not going anywhere with a stranger, it's a whole lot murkier now than it used to be. When I was growing up, I was playing video games online. I was talking with random people that who knows how old they were. And it was a pretty regular situation where people would try to get personal information out of you. I was taught at a very young age, you never share that stuff. But now we live in a world where, you know, it was always don't get in a car with a stranger and don't meet strangers online. We literally have multiple apps where we hail a stranger to come pick us up in their car.
Yep.
And so kids see their parents do things like that. And it's a lot murkier than it used to be when you say those things.
Well, but we used to do that. I mean, I understand where you're going with Uber and Lyft and all that. But we used to do that with taxi cabs. Oh. We would get in cars with strangers.
Yeah,
we were adults.
Yeah, not the way kids do today. And before we go to Al, I've been waiting for someone to call and bring this up. The case was 1953, a very dark chapter in Kansas City's history. And Al, thank you for mentioning it.
Yeah, I was like in my early teens at that time. And what we heard later was that this couple, or at least one of this couple, kidnapping couple, showed up and said that he or she wanted to take this child who was like 7 or 8 out of the school. And because there was something emergency in the family, I can't remember exactly. And it was reported that the child even said, I don't know this person. And the school still let the child be taken. And it was a tragic thing. The child was killed and the kidnappers were caught and they were luckily executed.
Al, listen to this. When I went down to tour the correctional facility, the shuttered correctional facility in Columbia or Jeff City, wherever that was, two of the last people executed were the two that kidnapped and murdered Bobby Greenlease.
Carl Hall and Bonnie Hetty.
Yep. 1953, they went into a small Catholic school. She said, I need to take Bobby. His aunt's been in a car wreck, family emergency, and the sisters let him go. And they called his mother later that day to see how she was doing. Like, is everything okay? We're just checking on you. And the mother said, what are you talking about? She said, why, there was a death in the family. And she said, what do you mean? Then the FBI gets involved. Mm-hmm. By the time they found that child, and it was an extortion plot, they owned a
car dealership.
Very wealthy. They owned a car dealership here, lived in Mission Hills. They found Bobby Greenlease dead in a backyard, a house that still exists here.
So Carl Hall, who is one of the two who were convicted in this case, he went to school with Bobby Greenlease's older adopted brother.
Yep.
And had plotted for years how to victimize his classmates' wealthy family. And it was to kidnap his younger brother and hold him for ransom.
Body was found by FBI agents at 1201 South 38th Street in St. Joe. And I am almost positive that house still stands. This has come up a couple times over the years. Once when I went to visit the gas chamber and read about the Greenlease case.
I think we've talked about this story
before. Can you imagine
before.
Living in that house?
They wanted, the ransom demand was $600,000, which at the time would be $7.1 million today.
Based on Google images, it looks like it is the same house.
Is still there. And I've said over the years, I almost guarantee you whoever is living there does not know the horrifying act and chapter that happened right there.
Oh, do they know they need to restain their front porch?
It's awful. Yeah, it's a little dilapidated, but...
By the way, Mr. Greenlease did pay the ransom.
And Bobby was already dead by the... Mm-hmm. In fact, I think they killed him almost immediately.
$600,000 cash, right?
I believe so. It was the largest ransom ever paid in American history at that point, and remained so until the 1972 kidnapping of Virginia Piper. And Hall, Carl Hall, became convinced the police would trace him and Hetty to St. Joseph, so they randomly decided to drive to St. Louis. They collected the ransom and fled.
Yep.
To build a little bit on my murkiness point earlier, and if this is a call to parents to, you know, crack down, and I remember when I was a kid, I hated all of the restrictions I had. Your kids are going to hate it. But you need to keep an eye on what they're doing, because the reason that this guy wasn't a random stranger is because I'm sure they've been chatting, if our hypothesis is true, because we're just speculating here, for a very long time. To her, this is a close confidant, as creepy as that sounds.
But it's just a guy on the other side of a game.
But she doesn't know any details about him. He's claiming whatever he's claiming to be.
And how many times have we seen even a perfectly educated, normal adult, 60 years old, that really does think Kenny Rogers is on the other line and is in love with her and he needs $20,000.
Or Matthew McConaughey.
It's crazy what people will believe. And so then you take a 13-year-old girl.
I hear you.
Oh, it's terrible.
And there's currency in these games. And so if he's, you know, he's 43, he's got adult income and he buys a bunch of this currency, he's like, well, I'll give you, you know, say it was Roblox again. We're just spitballing here. You know, I'll give you 10,000 Robux. We'll go get ice cream, you know.
Story here from Channel 9. Fights and reports of gunshots ended the Liberty High School homecoming dance early on Saturday night. Police were called to the dance at roughly 9:40 p.m. for reports of gunshots, but school officials say no shots were fired. No gun was ever on campus. A Liberty High School spokesperson said the sound came from popping balloons. But in the moment, students like Liberty freshman Morgan Askren couldn't tell the difference. Quoting here from young Morgan, "There are sirens and everyone's trying to find their friends and calling their friends. And, you know, we're crying because our parents aren't here yet and we don't know what's going on."
So I think it initially was a couple of fights between a few different kids, groups of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the process, people started popping balloons.
Were there injuries with people fleeing and running?
I don't read any. No.
I didn't see that either. However, a number of students were detained for fighting, but then released to their parents.
Mm-hmm. An investigation by the school and the Liberty Police Department is still underway, with repercussions, including possible charges, on the table for the students involved. Says young Samantha, there needs to be consequences. I mean, these kids there, from what she had said, they were upperclassmen, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old. They know better. Liberty High School reopened this morning. School officials said they'll have additional counseling services available for any students that are struggling over what happened on Saturday night.
I hate that what is supposed to be a celebration ended like that for the kids.
Yeah.
I really do.
Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from the USA Today. Health challenges are preventing Dolly Parton from returning to the stage. Yesterday, the singer revealed in a post shared on her social media accounts that, quote, "Unfortunately, I will need to postpone my upcoming Las Vegas concerts. As many of you know, I've been dealing with some health challenges. We did not know that. And my doctors tell me that I must have a few procedures. I am not going to be able to rehearse and put together the show that I want you to see and the show that you deserve to see. You see good money to see me perform. Check that. You pay good money to see me perform, and I want to be at my best for you. Though her condition will allow her to, quote, work on all of my projects from Nashville, Dolly Parton, who is 79, said, I just need a little time to get show ready.
Almost 80 years old. Bless her heart. And we need to protect Dolly at all costs. I'm sorry. That woman is an American treasure.
Don't worry about me quitting the business because God hasn't said anything about stopping yet. But I believe he is telling me to slow down right now so I can be ready for more big adventures with all of you.
Oh.
She has moved all of her dates in December of this year at the Coliseum at Caesars to September of next year.
Dolly Parton has a record-setting 25 number one hits on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, a total of 113 career singles that have charted on the same list. She always has 88 top 40 hits and 55 top 10, with a high number of those being crossover hits. I love her so much.
Tina Turner was simply the best, but fans are less than impressed with a new statue paying tribute to the late rock singer. A 10-foot bronze statue of Tina Turner, who died in May of 2023 at the age of 83, was unveiled in the singer's hometown of Brownsville, Tennessee, over the weekend.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dana, let me show you the picture.
I've seen it.
That's Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's not as bad as the Cristiano Ronaldo statue.
That looks like it was animated by the people who drew the pictures for Beavis and Butthead.
Look at the muscular tone in the legs. That is accurate.
Hmm.
The way she holds the microphone, that looks like Tina.
What statue are you looking at? Are you looking at the artist rendition?
No, I'm looking at it.
Honestly, if the hair and the facial features weren't so bad,
it doesn't look anything like her. Good. It's terrible.
One fan says, it shall never be forgiven.
It's bad.
They unveiled it, by the way, in the town where she went to school as a child. On Twitter, someone put, the wig y'all put on that Tina Turner statue will never be forgiven.
I'm trying to come up with things it looks like.
Well,
those giant fur hats that
the Russians wear.
Russians, yeah.
From online, that Tina Turner statue is a true tragedy. She deserves better. Tennessee will pay for this crime.
7 feet tall.
She was,
it was only 4 foot without the fake hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not the best. It's not the best. Listen to this out of Lubbock. Oh my gosh, you guys. In Texas, police officers on horseback chased down a suspect who ran after they joked with him they were on a narcotics smelling horse and he ran. Officers Bryson Lewis and William Trotter were on the mounted patrol unit assisting with routine patrol when they stopped a man who was walking in the middle of the road rather than on the sidewalk.
He knew his calling.
They were joking with him and said, you got any drugs on you? You know, these are narcotic smelling horses here. There is no such thing, by the way, as a narcotic smelling horse.
Okay, thank God.
The man then just takes off running. Quoting here from the officer, we were trying to make a joke because it seemed like it was going to break some tension, you know. It seemed like it was sort of stiff for a second there. Trotter can be heard in the body camera footage telling the suspect he's on a narcotic-smelling horse. Then the man takes off running. He kind of took down off the alley. We thought he was joking, but no, he kept on running. He took it seriously, and, well, then the chase was on. He's been arrested with evading arrest charges and tampering with physical evidence with the intent to impair.
Did he have any drugs on him?
I don't.
Then why run?
I think they were in him.
Those were some good drugs.
Not on him.
Yeah, they were.
So we talk about the worst things that you can do on a plane or sit next to on a plane. We've talked about crying babies, people with no BO.
People who chew tobacco.
People who chew tobacco. Now, Dana, I think that you have been beat by one woman who took an American Airlines flight. had a baby with her. The baby was not crying. However, the baby did take care of some business. And she changed its diaper right there.
Right there in the fuselage?
In the seat.
No.
Some reported that they were woken up from a firm sleep by the scent.
Can you describe the sleep, sir?
Others said they had to get up and head to the lavatory because they could not stop gagging.
It actually wasn't firm. That's why people were heading toward the lavatory. That's disgusting.
Why wouldn't you take that baby to the bathroom?
Right there, right in the seat. And as you all know, elbows are already touching. So
gross, that's a biohazard.
The person right next to him was inches from that done.
That is a biohazard.
You say done or dung?
Dung.
You put a G on the end, right?
I did.
Okay. Just curious. And Missouri is warning everybody to be bear aware. The Department of Conservation says there are more than 1,000 black bears in the state of Missouri. And they like to get around in the fall and winter for a certain activity.
Yep.
You know, make family, more than 1,000.
Family activity. Yep.
Make more than 1,000.
If you go out into the woods today.
What?
Nothing. Get out, Dan.
You're such a dork.
What is wrong with you?
With him?
Yeah, what?
Let me draw the list up. Hang on, I got my pen. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.